Scholastic Audio presents Chronicles of the Red King, Book 2, The Stones of Ravenglass, by Jenny Nimmo. Read by John Keating. Prologue. Timokin, the African, has been in Britain for a year now. He had arrived with his sister, Zubaida, and five children whom he'd met in France. Berenice, from the Spanish kingdom of Castile, and Mabon, Eden, Geraint, and Peredur from Britain. Timokin, a magician, had saved them from a band of kidnappers. The boys had persuaded Timokin to travel back to Britain with them, and Berenice, the adventurer, had joined them. On their long, dangerous journey, the travellers formed a bond of loyalty and friendship that each knew could never be broken. Timokin made enchanted swords for them, and shields that they decorated with their chosen symbols. A bear for Mabon, the oldest and strongest. An eagle for red-haired Eden, who wanted to fly. A fish for Geraint, whose clear voice was like a singing stream. And a wolf for Peredur, with his long, pointed teeth. Berenice loved to run, and she chose a hare. Timokin's shield was emblazoned with a burning sun, a memory of Africa. When their kingdom was invaded, Timokin and his sister wandered, homeless, through the world for more than 200 years. The four Britons had been born in Castle Melintha, and their prince made Timokin and his sister so heartily welcome that, for the first time since their wandering began, they felt they had found a home. Chapter 1. The Arrow. In the deep, dark heart of the forest, Timokin was happy. He might have missed the heat and brilliance of his African homeland, but here in Britain, there was magic in the autumn leaves spinning through narrow shafts of light. A bell sounded in the distance, and Timokin began to make his way back to Castle Melintha. He was approaching the edge of the forest when something swept so close to his cheek he felt it burn. Whirling around, he saw the arrow, its lethal tip embedded in an oak. Would there be another arrow? Did someone want him dead? A minute later, he got his answer. A second arrow came hissing through the air. There was a moment when Timokin could have leaped aside and used a tree to shield himself, but the danger had fired his quick mind, and he knew it was time to test his skill. He noted the arrow's trajectory and held up his arm. He had an instant of doubt as the arrow came at his unsteady hand, but, incredibly, it hovered an inch from his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?